I'm Sydney Rogers, and welcome to another edition of FLX Weekly here at FingerLakes1.com. It is March 11th, 2020, and we are live inside the FingerLakes1.com studios, where I am joined by Jim Senecropi, Kathy Jans Duffy, and Linda Wright from the Seneca Falls Rotary Club. They're here to talk about all things chocolate. Today's show is brought to you by DA's Liquor in Seneca Falls. We have everything you need to have the perfect St. Patrick's Day. Start your day off with a Jameson cold brew, which is perfect for Irish coffee, and continue the shenanigans with some of the best St. Patrick's Day staples, such as Bailey's Irish Cream, and of course, more Jameson in many different flavors. Find it all at 20 Bridge Street in Seneca Falls, New York. St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner. It's next week already.
It's 6 days away, yes. That's it's on crazy. A Tuesday.
Yeah, I wonder how crazy people will get on a Tuesday versus on a Saturday type of St. Patrick's Day. But welcome, ladies. We're happy to have you.
Thank you. That's nice to be here.
We are expecting you guys to tell us all about a chocolate extravaganza that you have coming up soon. Can you tell us, you know, what everybody can expect when they hear the word chocolate extravaganza?
It's a Seneca Falls Rotary event, and it's eighth year, right?
Yes. It's our eighth annual Seneca Falls Rotary Chocolate Extravaganza.
And that name itself kind of tells a little bit about it, but there's more to it than just chocolate, too, I think.
We have wine.
There'll be some wine.
What's better than chocolate and wine?
Some distilled spirits, really good silent auction. And for the minor fee of $20, it's all the chocolate you can eat from 4 to 7.
So really, you guys mentioned it's a chocolate lover's paradise.
Yes.
And that's going on what date?
That is March 28th, and that will be at the Quality Inn. And come at 4 o'clock and stay till 7.
And indulge, really, in all types of chocolate.
One of the favorite feats, we have over 21 vendors attending.
Oh, wow.
And while they have amazing offerings, one of the favorite features is we do a candy bar table in the middle.
Oh.
And we have all the Rotarians donate wrapped candy, and we display it in bowls and things like that, and people just go up, and they feel almost like it's Easter morning, I think.
Oh, you take anything you want with that ticket. You just grab a Snickers bar. And so we're talking about those. That's like Snickers and Hershey's and Reese's. Yeah.
Hershey Kisses, Lindt, Truffles.
Oh, yeah. Truffles. She knows me.
Yeah.
M&M's.
And Dove chocolate. I mean, all of the really nice chocolates. And then we have all the chocolate vendors and the wine vendors, and we have ice cream. Cuga Creamery is coming.
Awesome.
And Geneva Gelato is coming.
Oh, wow.
So
that's a lot of sweets.
Yeah. Well, Coffee Roasters is coming, too.
Okay.
And so is Miranda Cheese.
Oh, wow.
So we have coffee, cheese, chocolate, wine.
Wine and cheese and chocolate goes together really well.
Yes.
Chocolate and coffee goes together really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you mentioned all the different vendors. What types of other chocolate vendors are there?
Well, we have cookies, brownies, cupcakes. Some people even do a savory chocolate. We've had chicken mole, and we've had flank steak rubbed with cocoa.
Oh.
It's very good. There's a chocolate cuisine contest, too, and we will have sweet and savory entries.
Wow.
And they will be judged, and once the entries are judged, you can have a little sample of what some of the entries were.
Yeah, you don't think about that, but like mole sauce is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And I've heard of chocolate on steak before, and there's a lot of different applications for chocolate. What about hot chocolate? Is there any hot chocolate vendors there?
I don't think we have any hot chocolate.
We're trying to leave the hot chocolate in the winter. We're going to the spring.
but truthfully, we don't know for sure because the vendors don't usually tell us what they're going to bring.
Oh, wow.
So it's a nice surprise for us, too. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
You know, Harry and David is a vendor, so we know what they're bringing.
Yeah, right.
But,
definitely.
But some of the other vendors are bakeries, and they bring whatever they decide to bake.
As long as it has some form of chocolate.
It's got to have some chocolate.
Is that their one stipulation that they have?
Yeah.
So really, that's kind of cool. People can have, like, you know, full range to get very creative. Mm-hmm. And people that go to this event, almost it's like, I think of like a Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. There's like so many different things you can get. And I'm sure it's pretty.
That's pretty much the way it is.
You get a lot of people with a lot of sugar in them by the end of the night.
You can go back to the vendors as often as you want.
Oh, wow.
You don't, you aren't limited to just one at a time. You
it's can, like a free-for-all.
You can just move around and go around the room and try everything three or four times.
Awesome. And you said you have silent auction going on. What is all the money that you're raising? Where is that going to? Is that going right back to the Seneca Falls Rotary to help with everything you guys do?
All the profit from the extravaganza goes back to the Seneca Falls Rotary. And then we, with that money, we support a lot of local projects.
Awesome.
We support the United Way, the House of Concern.
Mm-hmm.
The backpack program, school supply program,
Seneca Falls Library, the National Park.
So, do these any of these funds support the Malawi and the water projects?
No.
So these, so everything this stays local for sure.
All of this stays local.
Okay.
We do another fundraiser in the fall. That's called the Seneca Falls Rotary Jazz Fest, Music Fest, and a third of those donations or proceeds go to the Malawi.
Mm-hmm.
But for chocolate, it's all
stays
local.
Stays right here.
Yeah.
So you can
That's
come,
awesome.
You can come and eat chocolate and drink wine and know you're helping somebody.
Absolutely.
Local.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of neat because this event has become, this is the eighth year, and I think it's a great time of the year for events like this.
Absolutely.
It gives you a reason to get out of the house if you're starting to get a little cabin fever. and then next month, the United Way does their Taste of Spring, which is similar. That's just more food. This is chocolate. So they're both really convenient and easy to attend and go to and to get out of the house and see some people and try something different.
Yeah, we always try to be the leaders. So
You go first.
So we're the leaders for the spring events.
I love
that. And then there's the other ones. The Little Black Dress Fashion Show is another annual event about this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
April.
And that is who's that's the
House of Concern.
Yeah. So so it is. These are all great events, and I guess this is starting to become the spring event season. And this is the first one, the Chocolate Fest.
Yes, we love being able to kick it off.
Yep.
Especially
kick it off in such a good way.
Yeah.
With chocolate.
Yeah, and especially right before Easter.
Of course. Yeah.
You can. Some of the vendors do bring. I mean, the vendors are allowed to sell their product, too.
Makes
sense. So some of the vendors bring, especially when it's right before Easter, they bring the decorated chocolate for the Easter baskets and things like that. So
that's what I was thinking. Like, if a parent went to this chocolate extravaganza for a night out, they could, you know, smuggle some of that chocolate off that chocolate table and disperse it.
It might make
to
it to the
Easter bunny.
Yeah.
Yes.
It
they,
might.
They have to give it to the Easter bunny, of course, to give to the children.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to go, they can buy tickets in advance, right?
Yes, that from any Rotarian, and but there's tickets at the door.
Okay.
So the tickets are $20. We've kept the ticket price at $20 since we began it, and because we want to, since we're the leaders, we want to make it a real fun event. And for $20, why not get out of the house and go drink some wine and have chocolate?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, really, it's a pretty good deal if you're going to have a couple of glasses of wine and all you can eat chocolate and other. So, what's your favorite chocolate? Like, you can eat only one type of chocolate or one candy.
Oh,
chocolate.
It has to be only one.
Well, I'm saying, what's your favorite?
Yeah. Well, I just reintroduced myself, like I said, to these ladies before they came on with the Lindor truffles, and I forgot how savory they are. They like melt in your mouth, so they are very high up there. But the chocolate that I eat the most is Reese's, even though it's not just chocolate. I love Reese's eggs, Reese's trees, some reason are better than the regular Reese's cups.
It's the number one chocolate seller.
Yeah.
See?
Probably the only one in the world that doesn't like it.
Yeah. Oh, my. Do you like peanut butter?
I like peanut butter and I like chocolate, but I don't like them together.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
I like peanut butter, but I don't like peanut butter like in things usually, but I do like the Reese's peanut butter cups. That's one of the rare peanut butter things I like. But my favorite chocolate is probably straight up Hershey's bar with almonds in it.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorites. But, man, you could really think of a lot of different chocolate. Mole sauce at El Bajio in downtown Seneca Falls, they make a chicken mole that's really good. I really like that sauce. Same thing with Rio Tomatlan in Canandaigua, really good mole sauce, which is just like a spicy Mexican chocolate sauce.
Wow. I don't think I've had it.
I also like to make hot chocolate on the stove at home with milk in the winter.
Well, you should enter our contest.
For the my hot chocolate?
Yeah, I have a hot chocolate entry in our contest.
Well, you know, it is pretty good.
Yeah, don't give your secrets away then. Yeah.
I get the chocolate from Penzi's Spices.
Oh, yes. Oh, wow. Yeah, good cocoa.
It's fancy.
And so what are your favorite chocolates? If you could have one, only eat one thing from the extravaganza.
I like the Cadbury Mini Eggs dark chocolate.
Yep.
The Royal Dark. And I buy about 8 bags around Easter time, and I spread them out over the year.
I love that. That makes sense. Yeah, you have to, you know, because they only come out starting probably right now, honestly.
Which you can see by looking at her, she has some form of self-control.
Yeah.
I do not. I could not do that.
So what's your favorite?
I think my favorite is the Harry and David truffles.
Oh, truffles.
I love those because, number one, they're big.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Taste amazing.
I don't know why. I love Hershey's and Reese's and, like I said, those truffles. But I don't like chocolate cake and I don't like chocolate brownies. But I like fudge. I don't know. It's weird.
I like it all. When I was younger, I wasn't a fan of chocolate. Like cake or chocolate ice cream.
Yeah, but I don't like chocolate ice cream.
As I've matured, it's become an acquired taste.
So my taste buds might, mature.
Hey, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay, well, I was 25. I think I was probably just transitioning to where I would grab the chocolate cake sometimes instead of the vanilla I had an option.
I think they're making chocolate better now, too.
I'm sure.
It used to just be pretty much one kind of chocolate, and that was it. And now you're getting more flavors, dark chocolate, really dark chocolate. So there's something out there for everybody.
And there's going to be something there at this extravaganza.
Oh, yes. How about something that's kind of new that over the past 10 years maybe, the no-bake chocolate cake, the really delicious at restaurants, they have it a lot.
Oh, the flourless
chocolate cake. The chocolate lava cake?
Is that what you're talking about?
I think that's the same type of deal.
Oh, I've had that actually.
That might be my favorite chocolate thing now that I think about it.
It's not good unless you have vanilla ice cream on it, though.
Oh, that would, yes. See, I can eat that. I can do that. I can do a warm brownie if it's really gooey with the ice cream on top, but I don't know.
So one last chocolate thing here. A couple weeks ago, we had Ann Heintzman in studio, and she is working with researchers to grow chocolate cocoa trees on her farm.
Yeah.
And
she'd
be the only one in New York State to do it.
Well, maybe she's going to start a whole new trend with the grapes.
Yeah. And then she should be a part of this festival next year.
Yeah.
But I thought that was pretty interesting when we learned
because
it would be very unique and it would fit in with all the other farm to table and, agri tourism and food tourism that we have going on around here.
Yeah, so we're going to have to hook you guys up with that connection because she's definitely close. She's been working on it for, I think she said, 3 years now. Yeah.
But she's also going to run for Brian Cole seats, I hear.
Yeah, she's going to be a busy woman.
She might be busy.
But like I said, that chocolate extravaganza sounds amazing. It's Saturday, March 28th from 4 to 7, and it's at the Quality Inn, which is formerly the Holiday Inn, correct?
How many years do we have to keep saying that?
I know. I don't know, but well, I saw they had it on their flyer.
It's formerly the Holiday Inn.
Well, I think it's only been, 2 years?
2 years. I mean,
2 years.
Yeah. Sometime you just got to forget about the Holiday Inn.
You can never forget about the Holiday Inn.
I mean, that's probably why, because it was such a part of everybody that lives around here.
Yeah, I worked there for years.
Oh, so that's you're the one who made it then. She's the one who made the flyer. She put formerly Holiday Inn. But we are going to touch base with you guys towards the end, but we're going to have you join us in picking your favorite photo of the week. So let's jump into that. We are going to start off with taking flight from a field in Ontario County. This photo was by Shelley Lannon. Love this photo. I didn't know if it was going to be in there, but I saw it first on Facebook. And she said they were flying right over her car, and she got this photo. I thought it was amazing.
How do they not smash into each other?
I think that every time I'm that person who screams when the big swarm of birds are coming and you're driving and you don't think they're going to move in time. I do that every time. But this is a cool photo. I like it. A gorgeous sky over Seneca Lake, photo by Rachel Burkholder.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, beautiful. Love it.
It's so the lake certainly isn't frozen anymore.
No.
Or either lake. This is Seneca?
Yep. No, it was on Cuca Lake.
No, Gorgeous Sky was Seneca Lake.
Just kidding. I'm moving on to
which doesn't freeze anyway, but...
Yeah. I saw a boat on Cuca Lake, by the way, last week, and I was like, you are crazy. You must be in a winter jacket or something, because it is cold out. But it is starting to feel like spring, they say, on Cuca Lake. So this shot was captured by Brooke Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty shot. I love when there's no clouds in the sky. It just looks awesome. Some last winter colors here in the Finger Lakes. This photo shared to us by Chris Trine. That does look pretty wintry with the red and the green.
Holly.
Yeah.
Christmassy.
That's a cool photo.
You can see it melting off. You can tell it, it does have a spring vibe to it.
That's
even
awesome.
Though it has snow and it's a holly bush.
Great shot of a mild sunrise in Yates County by Ed Traffigan. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Love the silhouette.
Sunrise. So
that's
Ed was
what
up
it says.
Early.
Yeah. Another great shot along the shores of Canandaigua Lake. This photo was taken by Jeffrey Winner.
That's
cool. It has like an old-timey feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. And last but not least, a warm start to the work week in Seneca Falls. This shot taken from the FingerLakes1.com offices by Josh Durso.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
It's right behind us.
I was going to say, where even is that? I can't even picture.
Right behind us.
Behind us?
Behind me.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Van Cleef Lake.
Wow, that
that's
is a nice shot.
Wasn't many people there when he took it.
Very good shot by our very own Josh. Now, those were all the photos we had. We had only a few photos this week, and now...
Is that from this morning, I think?
I don't think so. I think I saw him take this a few days ago.
Oh, he says, on Monday, warm start to the work week, so it must have been Monday.
Good investigating. Now we have to try and figure out what our favorite photo is, so I like to have you ladies choose first, since you are our guests.
Well, I think the snow geese.
Ah, yes. The very first one, taking flight from Shelley Lannan. I agree. I think that one is great. What about you?
I like the one, the old-fashioned looking one over Canandaigua
Lake. Canandaigua Lake.
Yeah, I thought that was great, too. But we like to make it interesting and pick all different ones. So
pick your favorite one.
I like you to be the tiebreaker. I am going to go with... I'm going to go with It's Starting to Feel Like Spring on Cuca Lake, the one by Brooke Gordon. That was a pretty sweet shot. It had no clouds in the sky, and it had that hill that everybody takes a picture of.
Those were all nice, but I think I have to go with the initial one. You could have just picked it. I would, because I wasn't going to break. That's one I was going to pick anyway. I know this was your favorite.
How did you know?
Because you said it right off the beginning.
I just look at their little feet in the, like, that's what I think is so cute. They're all trying to take off. That photo was by Shelley Lannan. She sends in great photos, but this one is just a fun photo that she sent in. Everybody, of course, sent in great photos. And if you would like to share your local photos from across the Finger Lakes, you can click on the link in the Submit Content section at the bottom right of our homepage of FingerLakes1.com. Now, Jim, please tell us, is it going to be a nice weekend, or are we going to go back to the cold?
It's going to be a nice weekend. It's not going to be as warm as it has been, but tomorrow, Thursday, actually, is going to be in the mid-50s and sunny, which is going to be more of the same. I mean, keep in mind, we're not even halfway through March yet, so this shouldn't be happening. We should be getting, snowstorms still. And then Friday, it's going to stay warm, high near 53, but we're going to probably get some rain in the morning, and then it's going to get really windy. South wind 17 to 22 miles an hour, shifting to the west in the afternoon. Gusts as high as 33 miles an hour, and that will cool things down. But on Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 43. Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 40. So a little cooler, but bright, pleasant March day. And then Monday, back to work, more sun, high near 50 again. So it will be warming up a bit. And I don't know, every now and then we have one of those years, you know, where spring seems to come a little early, and it kind of feels like it's happening now. Of course, in the early April, I'm going to Disney.
And it's not freezing, and you're not, like, getting away from the cold? Is that what you're thinking about?
I love the early. I played golf Sunday, 18 holes.
Of course you did. I don't doubt that at all, because I thought for sure you probably had played a few times, but basketball has kind of been taking over your life right now for the last few weeks, and I think we're in the final stretch possibly, correct?
Yeah, over the past, let's see, going back 2 weeks ago, the opening week of sectionals, we did 6 games on Monday through Wednesday, and then that weekend, I get confused now. Then we had 6 games opening week, and then the semifinal week, we did 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Thought you did 10.
9 or 10 games. 10 game semifinal week, and then the finals championship week on Friday night and Saturday. We did 2 games at the Blue Cross on Friday night, and then we did and got home from the Blue Cross about midnight, and then we're back at the Blue Cross at 7:45 a.m.
Jeez.
For a 9 o'clock tip of the Waterloo Geneva game, which was our biggest radio stream ever that we've ever had.
That's awesome.
There was almost 2,000 live listeners for that one.
That's great.
And then after that, we had our sectional champs. And so Monday night, I was at Wayland Cohocton for Lions versus Cal Mum. And tonight, a couple of more games. The winners go to the state tournament. Geneva and Avon in Class B at Bloomfield High School. The winner goes to Buffalo State on Saturday. And then the other game, that's at 8 o'clock. Paul Russo and Mike Alessio are calling that. And then my game, I'm calling with Kevin Korzeneski, is at Newark High School, Cal Mum versus Lions. And the winner goes to Buffalo State Saturday. So if they both win, Geneva and Lions, then we'll be doing both those games on Saturday afternoon at Buffalo State College. Section 5 champ versus Section 6 champ. And then the winner goes to the State Final Four in Glens Falls the following weekend, and we would be there as well if these teams continue to win. The so Penyan much. Girls played last night and lost to a really good Dansville team, so they ended their season as sectional champs, and congratulations to Coach Katrina Davenport and everybody in Penyan for their sectional title. So, yeah, I had a lot of basketball. It's pretty much all I do right now for these 3 weeks stretch, but I love it. Going to be great games tonight.
I'm excited to hear how the game goes tonight, for sure. It would be great to have a Section 5 and a Section 6 go against each other.
Well, this happens either way. It's just a matter of if our Wayne Finger Lakes team is going to be the representative from Section 5.
That's true.
So, because we have 3 Wayne Finger Lakes teams left. Geneva are 2, Geneva and Lions boys. And in the past, it's been the girls that we've gone to Buffalo State in the state Final Four. South Seneca, Mid Lakes, Minders Girls 1 year to the regionals. But this year it looks like it's going to be the boys, Geneva and Lions.
It's crazy too how he just remembers all that off the top of his head like it's nothing. But I guess when it's your life, then it's pretty easy. Do we have any weekend plans that don't involve basketball? We have, and the chocolate extravaganza, is that pretty much what your weekend's going to consist of?
Yeah, still getting ready for that, and then if it's not too cold, yard work.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I have tulips coming up.
Wow.
Really?
Yep, they're just peeking up, so I need to start cleaning that up, and it's exciting. I love this time of year.
I love getting out in the yard, too. I haven't been able to because of this basketball schedule, but yeah, it's good to get a head start. Last year at this time, I don't think anybody was getting out in the yard till almost May.
No.
So keep your fingers crossed.
I am. Keep the cold out of your brain, out of the atmosphere. We want to keep it nice and warm, so don't manifest anything cold. You said we should be having snowstorms.
And what
right
I say
now.
Doesn't affect the weather.
You don't know that. You don't know that. I love watching my fiancé get out in the yard and do most of the work because
I don't
do
that. Sit inside and eat those Lindor chocolates?
Yes. Yeah, that sounds like a perfect day. Sit right in front of the sliding glass door and just watch him do
it all. Chocolate balls. What are you doing this weekend?
I don't know. I've been trying to do as little as possible because in the next few months my life just gets insanely crazy. So I'm like, I don't have any plans. I'm not going to make any. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to save money. But I don't know. I probably have something going on. I just don't remember.
What about St. Patrick's Day next week?
We might have something interesting going on St. Patrick's Day, us at Finger Lakes One.
But really?
Yeah. Nothing too crazy for me.
Well, what might we have going on? Oh, that's right. Well, we don't want to spoil anything because it might not happen.
That's why I said it. Yeah. But I don't have anything really that crazy. have gone all out on St. Patrick's Day in the past, but since it's a work week and I have some good meetings that day, I decide not to take off. Yeah, you're welcome.
I do like to eat the corned beef and cabbage at Red's Place. And I don't know if you guys ever had lunch there on St. Patrick's Day.
No.
It's pretty good.
It goes really quick.
It must be pretty crazy there, too.
It is. It's a big day for them. Yeah.
It's so good. But I have to say one last thing. I have to go back to chocolate. While we were just sitting here, I was thinking of another chocolate that I really love. It's the dip top chocolate that goes on like an ice cream and it hardens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The shell chocolate.
Oh, yeah. That chocolate is definitely up there with the Reese's. That makes me want ice cream just so I can put the dip top on there.
Yeah, I don't have to have chocolate to want ice cream.
Yeah. 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 Ice cream and chocolate.
But you don't need ice cream to have the dip chocolate either.
Yes. It's true.
But then it wouldn't harden, so I'd just be like eating some weird substance. It's like weird when it comes out, but when it's on there and hard, it's good. But so that is this weekend, right?
And ice cream stands might open early too if this keeps up.
No, not this weekend. March 20th. I'm sorry.
March 28th.
Holy moly.
2 weeks.
Wow. Okay. So I thought it was this weekend.
No, not this weekend.
It gives
next
me
weekend.
Time to plan then. And I
yes,
can get some
you'll
chocolate.
Have to come.
March 28th at the Quality Inn. Chocolate extravaganza. See, I didn't say
formerly the Holiday Inn.
I was trying not to say it. You can get your wine, you can get beer, you can get pretty much anything that involves chocolate and have a good time supporting local.
Is Woody's Bar and Grill involved at all in this?
They're going to be a vendor.
Okay.
And their part of the hotel is they have all the food facilities
catering,
and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have very generously donated the ballroom for us. There's no fee.
Oh, oh wow. That's awesome.
And they provide the setup and the servers. And that's I should have mentioned that right off the bat. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, well, no, you know, it's pretty cool.
That was kind of rude.
Because it's 4 to 7, you could go to the Rotary Chocolate Extravaganza.
Yeah.
And then go right
then
to,
go
dinner.
To dinner.
And
a
lot of people do that.
Do
and
they?
I expect that Woody's is going to be quite busy.
Good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They do. I've only heard anything but good things over
there. Yeah, they're doing a great job there.
They are. And she's really generous to do something like
yes,
that. And
yes.
Have that for
you guys. There's a lot more involved than people think. You know, they think, they just give you the room. Well, they give us the room. They provide the setup. They provide the tablecloths. The water, they take care of the trash, they clean up, and it's amazing.
That's awesome.
And to do it all for free.
Anywhere that people can find more information? Like, do you have a Facebook?
We have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And we have a website, too. And just, if you would just do a search for Seneca Falls Rotary Chocolate Extravaganza, everything will pop up.
Yep.
Awesome. So that sounds like a great event. Thank you for joining us.
Sure.
I'm glad you guys came. I think for lunch I'm going to have some chocolate. I'm not sure what kind, but I'm going to go find some. That's really all the time that we have.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody who was watching. If you enjoyed the show, you can click like, you can share with your friends, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Of course, we'll be back next Wednesday. And until then, have a great weekend here in the Finger Lakes.